Time to get those volunteers together again.
Because we're having a spring fun drive.
Starting this Monday, May 8th.
And ending May 31st.
And the overnights will begin on Friday, May 12th. And we'll have lots of wonderful overnight programs.
To volunteer, all you have to do is call area code 212-209-2800.
Or you can come in Monday morning. And this is going to be the place to
be.
That's why we're talking to you, the listener. Once again, we need your support. We need your help.
So come on out.
This Monday.
May 8th
through May 31st.
See you there.
Bye-bye.
Come on down. Yeah.
And we're supposed to be boyfriends.
And a big thank you goes out to Baton Rouge up on 125th Street for donating food here at WBAI New York during the fundraiser. You're listening to 99.5 FM. It's 7 p.m. Time for Off the Hook.
The telephone keeps ringing, so I ripped it off the wall. I cut myself while shaving, now I can't make a call. We couldn't get much worse, but if they could, they would. So Billy Bones was the best.
And the program is Off the Hook. I'm Redbird, joined in the studio here with Jim.
Hello.
Arseny.
Hi.
And Walter.
Hey.
And in just a couple of minutes, we're going to try to get Emmanuel on the line. He's joining us from a special location today. So let's give that a shot.
And while we're waiting to reach Emmanuel in a undisclosed bunker somewhere, we want to remind you that it's pledge time, so call in and pledge if you can. The number for pledging is 212-209-2950. And what have we got? We hear nothing.
Okay, well, while they're trying to figure that out, we have four premiums today, and they're really cool. For $25, you can get the Off the Hook t-shirt that we usually give out. It only comes in a XL. But the special new thing that we're going to be offering starting today is a 2600 mouse pad. And it's like, it's really cool. It's thick and it's got, the 2600 logo on it. You can get that for $50 and above. And then we're also offering the 2600 sweater, actually sweatshirt. It's like a hoodie for $75 and above. And the top level, pledge is two tickets for the Hope Conference that's in July. Hope number 6, and that's for $125 and above. Now, if you pledge 50, you'll get the Off the Hook T-shirt and the mouse pad. Similarly, if you pledge 125, you'll get the two Hope tickets and everything else: the sweatshirt, the mouse pad, and the T-shirt.
You know, I've seen the mouse pad. The mouse pad is a rare multitasking device for a piece of rubber. It can be used as a mouse pad. It's an excellent coaster. You can put on your lectern and pretend you're the President of the United States because it looks something like a presidential seal. And it's a soft form frisbee, so you can toss it around the house if you have glassware.
The mouse pad is a new thing, isn't it? I think I just saw a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
Be the first to have the new mouse pad.
Oh, something's ringing.
Hey, buenas tardes.
Hello?
Yes, room 203.
Hello?
203, please.
Wait, please.
As you can tell, it's a Spanish-speaking place, or we're misleading you.
Hello?
Hello. Is this Emmanuel?
Yes, who's this speaking, please?
This is Redbird. I'm joined
Redbird.
Here in the studio with all of your friends.
Oh, good gravy. Is it that time already? It's Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. My goodness, you know where I am? It's also Wednesday night at 7 o'clock.
Can you clue us in as to what your location is?
Yes, I am speaking to you from the city of Havana in Cuba.
Oh, very exciting. Now, what are you doing?
I detect a note of shock in your voice at hearing me say that.
You finally defected, huh?
Well, I've been defective the whole time. Oh, did I defect? No. No, of course not. I wouldn't do that. We're here learning all kinds of interesting things, and we're going to share much of it with you over the weeks ahead, months ahead, years ahead, probably. Mike and myself are here. We've been here since Saturday. Actually, Sunday, I'm sorry. And we'll be here until next Saturday. And it's a fascinating place.
Okay. What can you tell us about where you are right now in Havana?
Well, we're in the old section of town, in the old section of Havana, which I think that's one of the first things you realize when you come to this place is how incredibly old a lot of things are. For instance, everyone drives around, a lot of people that is, drive around in these cars from the 1950s. I mean, you know, the kind of cars you see in 1950s movies in the United States. I would even say that there are more cars like that here in this country now than there are in the United States total. And it's incredible. We got a ride in a taxi the other night, which was one of these cars. I can't say they run really well. They're constantly stalling out, and they reek of gasoline. And, of course, the roads are very bumpy as well. But, man, those cars look cool. And they're very well maintained, too, as far as keeping them from rusting and making them look nice and bright and shiny and things like that. And they just look so big and stylish, you know. And in addition to that, you basically get a sense that there's a lot of really ancient history in this city as far as the buildings. Buildings are really old and big, too, big and spacious. But on the outside, that's obviously they're crumbling a bit, and they need to be maintained. So you have a sense that there's a lot of old here. People are making do as best they can with what is here, and the spirit of the people simply is unmatchable as far as I can see.
Well, that sounds really fascinating. Before we continue, can we verify that we have Bernie S. down in Philadelphia on the line?
Yes, greetings from Philadelphia. It's not nearly as far away as Havana. And Emmanuel, I'm glad you finally made it down there.
And
I think I've been trying for many years.
A question that you're going to not be able to avoid is what probably most of our listeners are wondering right now is how did you get down there?
Well, I'd like to get into that, but it's a long story, and I think what I'd like to do is tell that story when I'm back home. It's fascinating, though. It really is. And I have to say, for the listeners out there who are curious about going to a place like this, it really is worth whatever you have to go through to get here, only because it's so different. It is so alien in a nice way. The people here are very relaxed, laid back, friendly. And, you know, we've met friendly people in the past, but here it takes on a whole new dimension. It's also very, very hot, and that's not something I'm very fond of. But I guess you kind of adjust your lifestyle to meet the climate and the social situation as well.
And what can you tell us about how things are connected down there? What's the connectivity like as far as internet access goes and the telephone system and all that?
Well, I'm going to let Mike get into that a little bit because he's been doing a bit of extensive work on figuring out how to connect and communicate back home. I have to say, though, myself, I'm surprised with how easy it's been. We've had no trouble getting online. Of course, we're in a hotel, so it's not really that difficult for us. But when we did get online, we were able to plug a laptop in, not a problem. We were able to connect via a different kind of terminal without anything being blocked. The only thing that I couldn't get to work, and maybe somebody out there can help us with this, was instant messaging. It just would not start. It's as if nobody was logged in, unless everybody logged off of instant messenger today. Everything else worked. SSH worked. All sorts of web access seemed to be no problem at all. And phones are not really a big deal. Of course, My GSM phone will not work down here because no U.S. Company will enter into a roaming agreement of any sort. And the T-Mobile phone that I brought down, while it will recognize the Cuban network, it won't sign on to it. Now, I have my Liechtenstein phone, which has been able to recognize the Cuban network and has been able to sign on to it. However, it's extremely expensive. I think it's about $2 a minute, which is actually about what we're paying now. You're calling us via the, I believe it's a voice over IP system that we're using? No, it's not. It's, well, it's a very cheap system that we're using, but even a very cheap system coming down here is about $2 a minute. But we have been able to stay in touch, and it hasn't been quite so much of a culture shock as I was afraid of.
I got to say, Emmanuel, it's amazing that a country that's only 80 miles away from the United States, specifically Florida, has such communications barriers to the United States compared to the rest of the entire world. It just doesn't make any sense that international rates to a country that's much closer to the United States than many of the states in the United States could be so limited and expensive.
Is that verified that it's only 80 miles away from Florida? Because that's pretty damn close.
Yes, that is verified. The tip of the Keys is 80 miles from the closest point of Cuba.
Amazing. It might as well be on a different planet. The way that there's isolation from the United States, but it works in both directions. Obviously. The Cubans we've talked to are fascinated with the United States. They want to visit, and they want us to visit them as well. And I think the thing that we've been able to agree upon with almost everybody we've talked to is that the politics are ridiculous. They need to just go to the people. The people are friendly. The people want to talk to the other people, and the politicians should just work it out on their own. But I don't want to get too political on the phone line here. But I was just very encouraged by that. I was just very encouraged with the way there was no hostility whatsoever from anybody that we talked to. Everybody was extremely open and friendly and welcoming, especially when we said we were from New York.
Would this be the first live fundraiser from Havana?
I imagine not many radio shows on this station have remotes from Cuba, but the ones that do, I'm not sure if we have fundraisers from Cuba. We're going to try that. We're going to try that in just a little bit, and hopefully, folks, you'll come through for us tonight, because we were asked a very serious question when we told the folks at BAI that, in fact, we were going to be down here in Cuba this week. We were asked, well, do you want to do the fundraiser the week that you're in Cuba? Do you want to do the fundraiser when you're back from Cuba? And I thought it would be, kind of a swell thing if we did it from here because, well, it's never been done before. But if that backfires on us and it turns out that everybody is so much in shock or something like that they don't call up, then we'd have to face all sorts of retribution when we got back, and we don't want to have to worry about that. But let me hand you over to Mike, who's also here, and he has quite a few things to share as far as technological issues. Hi there.
Mike, I have a question, quick question.
Hi.
Do you know what the pledge number is?
Yes, I do know that number is 212-209-2950. And we'll be telling you, I'm sure, all the great things that can happen to you when you call that number in just a minute. But I want to talk about making phone calls from down here in Cuba. There's all these payphones all around, and there's at least three different types. One takes coins. One, I don't know how you pay it, but it doesn't seem to do very much. And the other type takes cards. These cards you can buy fairly readily at the cost of either 10 or 20 units, which are sort of like dollars, but not really. So you put this card, which has a chip on it, in the phone. And in my experience, the most likely situation is that, well, nothing happens. We spent about 15 minutes walking around the other day looking for a working payphone. When we finally found one, it was in a train station. There was so much noise in the background that the people on the other end could hardly hear me, but it did work, except for the fact that it costs about $2 a minute to call the United States, so my $10 card was swiftly depleted. But you can call, and if you have money anyway, you can call and you know, reach anywhere in the world. The internet here is also kind of interesting. As tourists, we can just walk into hotels and pay to access the internet. As Emmanuel was saying, you can plug your laptop in, and that costs about $6 to $8 an hour, which is actually cheaper than some internet cafes that we know of in New York, so I guess it's okay. There's also these sort of places run by Correos de Cuba, which is the post office, called Cyber Correos, where I believe Cubans can also go and either access the internet or access email. The access to email is sort of less restricted than the access to the internet. So I went in there and tried to convince them that I wanted this email account, and they told me, no, to access my Hotmail, I had to go through the internet, which, of course, costs more. So I was eventually able to convince them to sign me up for a Cuban email address. And I sent just about an hour, hour and a half ago, to off the hook an email. I don't know if you guys got it yet.
Yeah, we got that, yes.
Yeah, you did get it. So maybe you can tell me what my email address is, because I don't really know.
If you want me to read the email address over the air, I can do that.
Yeah, sure, why not?
mlc2006@correodecuba, Correo de Cuba, .cu.
Ah, so if you email me there, I guess I can get it in the next couple days. It's a very weird system that they have. It's actually, they have these terminals that are actually running Linux in comparison to the terminals in the hotels, which are running presumably pirated versions, I don't know, of Windows. They're running very old versions of Firefox, which is called Firebird in these old versions. And they connect only to Squirrel Mail, which is a webmail client. If you try and go anywhere else, then the page comes up from Squid, which is a web proxy, telling you, no, your account type can't go there. So it's very limited, but it does work, and it costs only $1.50 an hour, so you can email away.
What kind of connection speed are you getting there, Mike?
We did one test from one of the places we connected to the internet, and we were connected at about 100 kilobits per second, so a bit faster than a modem, but not really broadband speed. We're still going to be running tests from some of the other places, and we'll have a more full report on that when we get back.
Have you or Emmanuel looked for any Wi-Fi networks there?
We've done a little bit of looking for Wi-Fi, but haven't found any, unsurprisingly. There's none, in the hotels or, imagine, pretty much anywhere. With the internet as sort of restricted to certain people as it is, it wouldn't surprise me if there's very little to be found.
I had a technical note to add about the telecom system down there. I have an acquaintance down there who works for Radio Havana Cuba, who told me about a year or two ago that there is a Sonet ring. It's a sort of a fiber optic redundant fiber ring around the city of Havana that was installed about 2 years ago by, I believe it was Ericsson. It might have been Alcatel.
The phone I'm talking to you on is made by Alcatel.
Okay, so it's probably an Alcatel, which is a French company for listeners who don't know. So there's a fairly state-of-the-art telephone switching system around, at least around Havana. I'm not sure about the rest of the country. But you sound fine.
Oh, that's good. So that's some of the connectivity. We're still learning more. Maybe you'll have to get us the information for your friend at Radio Havana Cuba. We'll try and visit him.
Your email.
But I think what?
Check your email.
I will do that.
Okay.
And I'll now give you back to Emmanuel.
Yes, we only have one phone in this room, so we have to keep handing it back and forth to each other. It works.
Well, you sound good there. And is there anything else you want to get into, or should we check out some news topics?
Oh, there's plenty, but I want to encourage people to phone up, because we do have business to take care of today, and that is, of course, the spring fundraiser, which has – did it just start today? Is it today the first day?
We really don't know. We're shrugging to the microphone.
Monday was the first day.
Yeah, the eighth. I sense that there is shrugging going on. Okay, well, the fundraiser is, of course, a very important part of the radio station. That's how we stay on the air. I should point out that radio station doesn't cover things like trips to Cuba. We take care of that out of our own pockets and whatnot. But if you do support the radio show and the radio station, we urge you to give us a call. Now, we have several brand new premiums that we have not offered before. Do you have a listing over there? I just want to make sure we got the right one.
We've got the listing, sure.
Okay. Now, I believe we have something hot off the presses, as it were. The brand new 2600, get ready. Everybody ready for this? The brand new 2600 mouse pads. Yes, brand new 2600 mouse pads. They're round. They're round mouse pads, and they have the government seal that you may find on 2600 sweatshirts. Now, imagine how cool that will be to have that kind of a mouse pad on the computer of your choice. And that's available to you for a pledge of how much?
$50 and above.
$50 and above. Now, I should point out that everybody who pledges, $25 and above gets a off-the-hook T-shirt?
Yep, that's correct.
Okay, so if you pledge $50, you get the off-the-hook T-shirt, and you get the brand-new 2600 mouse pad. Now, the phone number is 212-209-2950. And to avoid getting caught in the inevitable logjam, please start dialing now so that we have a chance to answer all the phone calls that come in. And let's hope that from Havana, Cuba, we're able to actually convince people to call up this radio station and show support so that we can bring you shows like this, so that we can do alternative things and do all kinds of wacky, crazy, unheard-of reports that no one else, I think, has ever done. I doubt very many other radio stations have reports from Cuba like this.
Sounds good. And to mention the other two premiums available is the 2600 sweatshirt for $75 and above, and two tickets.
Yeah, no, let me just jump in there for a second, because you're mentioning a sweatshirt. We've often wondered why nobody in this particular part of the world has ever pledged for a sweatshirt. And I can tell you that walking through the streets here, I don't think you'd be able to sell a shirt because it is so hot. And this isn't even the summer. This is May. July is when it really starts to get hot. And I understand that in the winter time, it's only a few degrees cooler, so it's not even winter. So a sweatshirt just is not going to fly here. But a sweatshirt will fly in most parts of the United States and certainly other parts of the globe. So, yeah, for a pledge of $75, is it?
$75 and above, you get the 2600 sweatshirt.
And you also get the mouse pad and the 2600, off-the-hook T-shirt. So that's a pretty good deal for $75. 212-209-2950. And we have one final pledge category. You guys want to fill us in on what that is?
The last pledge for a donation of $125 and above are two tickets to the next Hope Conference, Hope number 6. Which,
wow.
Yes.
What's interesting about that is that the tickets are going on sale when they are sold at the door, it's going to cost more than that for two tickets. And right now, that's about exactly what they do cost if you pledge for them online. But in addition to the Hope tickets, you'd be getting the sweatshirt, you'd be getting the off-the-hook T-shirt, and you'd also be getting the brand-new 2600 mouse pad. I mean, that's about as good as it gets. And we're donating all this stuff from 2600 because we believe in the radio station. So if 1,000 people call up and want all these things, we're going to have to somehow, scrounge them up. And we will, because we made that promise. 212-209-2950, please give us a call. Let's start lighting those phones up. Please tell me that phone calls are coming in, because it would be very nice to know from down here in Havana that people are calling in to support this show.
You know, it's a little disappointing. We've got two calls on the line. I'm sure we can do better than that, especially with the phone call
from
Cuba.
Two calls aren't disappointing. Two calls, those are the two, the start to whatever is to follow. Now we need four. So please, two more people call in. 212-209-2950. The sooner we get that phone line, the phone bank lit up, the sooner we can get back to various reports from Cuba, which is what we really want to do. We want to tell you all about what it's like down here and just the differences in culture. It's fascinating. This is what we're all about. As hackers, we want to go out there and just learn as much as we can about how particular systems work, about how people interact, ways of doing things better, ways that we can improve, ways that we can teach, all sorts of things like that. But it's only possible if the audience is there and the audience is appreciative of it by supporting us in whatever way possible, whether it's by buying the magazine, by listening to the show, by supporting the show, by coming to the conferences. Everything that you do does have an effect on everything that we do. 212-209-2950.
I just wanted to say that I'm sure many of our listeners are hoping to come to the HOPE conference, no pun intended. And if they're planning on coming to the HOPE conference and they haven't registered yet, this is the perfect opportunity to get your tickets, because you'll be supporting WBAI and you'll be getting your tickets, and basically for almost for free, you're also getting the 2600 hooded sweatshirt and it's an Off the Hook t-shirt and the 2600 mouse pad, all included for free on top of what you would normally pay for the tickets anyway if you came. And you're supporting WBAI. So this is a win-win-win thing. And if you're planning on coming to HOPE, this is a no-brainer. Please call.
And that last thing that you said, supporting WBAI, that is the most important. I think, you know, I feel strongly about this. Even if we didn't have any of these neat things that we're donating to the station, I would hope people would be out there calling up to support the station, because they understand that radio stations like WBAI are very few and far between. In fact, in New York City, there's nothing else quite like it. Now, I know there's all kinds of disagreements and things you hear on the radio you don't like and things you hear that you do like. Think of what it would be like if none of that existed. You know, if you didn't hear the things you didn't like, but you also didn't hear the things that you did like. You just heard the nonstop music or the nonstop sports or whatever else commercial radio would shove down your throat if we weren't here. All right, by supporting us, you have a say. You help steer the direction of this giant ship called WBAI. 212-209-2950. Please make those phone lines light up.
And the phone lines are lit. We are actually have a bunch of pledges on the line, so thanks to everyone who's calling in now to pledge. And
I can't tell you how gratified I feel knowing that's happening from down here in Havana.
It's great. It's great. And you know, this is the kind of program that you get. I don't think there's many other radio stations that take phone calls from you know, people down in Cuba, especially for fundraisers. So.
Yeah, I don't know how other radio stations would react to that if you decided to say, yeah, you know, I'm going to be giving a live remote from Havana, Cuba next week, so just make sure you are ready for that. People tend to react with all kinds of shock and surprise, and they don't quite know how to deal with things. And it's a way that we're programmed, the way that we're programmed up in the States, that coming to a place like this means certain things, or that it's forbidden in some way, there's all kinds of misconceptions. And in actuality, in the end, I think what we coincide on, what we as hackers and what people at WBAI coincide on, is the fact that we just want to go out there for ourselves and find out and bring the facts, bring the truth to the audience. And I think that's what we're doing here on this radio show and this particular radio program as well. So please support that. Keep those calls coming in, 212-209-2950. Once again, the premiums are a mouse pad for a pledge of $50 in addition to the WBAI's Off the Hook t-shirt. And again, you get that for every pledge of $25 and above. I should start from the bottom. 25 and above, you get the Off the Hook t-shirt. 50 and above, Off the Hook t-shirt plus the brand new 2600 mouse pad. 75 and above, the WBAI Off the Hook t-shirt, the 2600 brand new mouse pad, and the 2600 hooded sweatshirt, which has won all kinds of acclaim all around the planet. And the final pledge category, for $125, the off-the-hook t-shirt, the 2600 mouse pad, the 2600 sweatshirt, and two tickets to the HOPE conference taking place July 21st, 22nd, and 23rd in New York City. We have confirmed speakers such as Richard Stallman, Kevin Mitnick, Jello Biafra, with many, many more on the way. We're working on that right now. We have all sorts of people coordinating the conference. It's going to be great. They've been great up till now, and this one's going to be no exception.
And Emmanuel, you might be glad to know that a couple of the guys went back to the room to help out the volunteers in the tally room because you've gotten so many phone calls.
That's always good when we're able to force people to leave the Off the Hook studio, to run down the hallway to help out with the phones. That's really what we're after, to get those people out of the room. So lock the door, please, and let's continue with the show.
So whether you want us on the air or off the air, you should pledge.
Exactly. Works out for everybody. 212-209-2950. So we're down here in Havana. It's a great place. It's fascinating. Again, you know, it's very hot, and I get tired quickly in the sun. Mike is much better at it than I am, so I'm sort of like losing energy as the day goes by. And there is no real mass transit here to speak of. Yeah, there are buses, but everybody has advised us don't take the buses because they're too complicated or confusing or inefficient. One thing they do have, though, which I find absolutely fascinating, I've never seen anything like this in my life, they have 18-wheel cabs pulling cabins, I guess is what you'd call them. They're just these 18-wheel devices that are designed for truck cabs, and they're being pulled all around the city. And people seem to really love riding in these things. I've never seen a bus quite like that before. I'm not quite sure I understand what the thought behind it is. I know they get a lot of power out of the diesel engines.
Wait one second now. What you're saying is the thing that you see at the front of a tractor trailer in the United States, the cab and engine and the two smokestacks and the diesel fuel spewing, that thing is pulling a bus body?
Well, it's not your standard bus body. It's a bus body that's more or less the length of a regular 18-wheel cab.
You mean 18-wheel cab? Container.
What's the word? Container, yeah. It's shaped a little differently, I guess, to conform to people's shapes, but it goes about the same length. And these things go spinning around roads like you would not believe, and they make a lot of noise, too, when they do it. And I don't know, for some reason, and I guess this is true of Cuban culture in general, there's a lot of jubilation surrounding those buses whenever they pass by. And you see that in all sorts of other areas of Cuban life, too. Just if you're sitting down someplace to eat, somebody is going to start playing music someplace near you. And not just to make money, basically because they just love to do it. But, yeah, those buses, they're pretty wacky and weird. And, of course, the cars are as well. And that's one of the most appealing parts of the city, I think.
Well, we expect to see plenty of photos on the inside cover.
You will. In fact, the travel log that I kept last year, we're going to be resuming that with pictures from this particular voyage. However, I won't be able to start that until I actually get back, which will be over the weekend, only because of concerns with net connectivity and reliability and things like that, and plus just uploading everything might take a long time. Something else that we're a little bit concerned of, and that's running out of money, because the way things work here, no ATM will accept any bank card that is tied to an American bank. And, of course, that's because American banks won't do business with Cuba. Similarly, you cannot use credit cards that are tied in with the U.S. bank at all. They technically don't accept U.S. dollars, though I understand you can go to a change place and pay a penalty, I think it's something like 10%, in addition to whatever fees involved in changing money in the first place. Euros are what you need, really, if you want to change money from hard currency to here. But for all intents and purposes, it means that what we changed already is what we have to live on until the end of the week. And I think we're doing okay, but, of course, you have to always be careful. If you run out of money here, you're kind of screwed because there's no way to get any more that I can think of. Of course, things are very cheap here. There are a couple of different currency classes. In fact, I'm going to let Mike talk about that a little bit. What I'm going to do is, I'm going to do something fun right now. I just realized we're on shortwave now, too, aren't we?
Yes, 70, yes, we are.
On 7415 kilohertz.
Okay, wouldn't it be cool? I have a shortwave radio with me. Wouldn't it be cool if I could go outside with a shortwave radio and hear us down here?
Well,
yeah,
for you,
I'm hearing it loud and clear in Philadelphia.
Yeah, but I'm down here in Havana, Cuba, so if I hear it, I think that's going to be even cooler than Philadelphia.
Our shortwave relay station, WBCQ, does beam its station in the direction of Mexico and the Caribbean, which it's licensed to broadcast to. So you have a very good chance of picking it up, Emmanuel.
Okay, I'm going to go out there and hopefully not get in trouble when they see me with a big, long antenna holding a radio over the balcony. And while I'm doing that, I'm going to hand you over to Mike to talk about the different money systems that they have here, as well as some interesting radio stations that we found domestically. While I'm gone, please keep calling that number, 212-209-2950. Mike and I are appealing to you down here from Havana, Cuba, to support the radio station and make us happy so that when we come home, we know that there are people there that support what we do.
And we're down to two people remaining in the studio because of the volume of calls we've gotten. So please keep them coming and show your support for the radio station, 212-209-2950. Again, we have four premiums for you. For $25 and above, we have the off-the-hook T-shirt. For $50 and above, we have the $2,600 mouse pad. For $75 and above, we have the $2,600 sweatshirt. And for $125 or more, we have two tickets to the next Hope Conference.
And all those pledges are
212-209-2950. We really appreciate any calls that we do get.
And all those pledge levels include the lower pledge level premiums on top of that. So no matter what pledge level you pledge at to support WBAI, any of that level and all the lower level premiums are included with that pledge. So this is really a terrific opportunity to support WBAI. Get some great stuff for yourself and support the show off the hook. 212-209-2950.
Okay, I was just going to talk a little bit about the money here, which is indeed kind of strange. There's two kinds of Cuban peso. One is the Cuban convertible peso, which says on it that it can be converted to and from sort of any other currency that the Bank of Cuba knows about, so you can get euros or Canadian dollars or all this stuff. It's very standard. It's worth about the same as a U.S. dollar, and it's what you have to use to buy a lot of things that you would want, including phone calls and internet, but also sort of any non-standard food items other than consumables. There's, you know, standard potatoes or whatever. There's also the national currency, which is the Cuban peso, which is you can get about 24, 25 of them for a dollar, and they're really you can get a lot of things for very inexpensively. The newspaper costs just 1/5 of one of these pesos, so it works out to less than a cent. The only problem with these amazing deals is there's not really a whole lot that you can buy with them. So it's interesting to see this separation. The newspaper, which I did buy with these pesos, is called Granma. It says right on it that's the official organ of the Central Committee of the Cuban Communist Party, so there's really no doubt about where its political leanings lie. And I just wanted to read for you guys a story from yesterday's paper. This is on page 8, which is the last page of yesterday's paper. And it's called Bush's Dog. And it's by Alexis Schlachter, which is not a typically Cuban name, but whatever. And it's in Spanish, but I've translated it, and it begins, "I know what you're thinking. But the journalist is referring to Barney, the first dog, as officially explained by the White House on its webpage, www.whitehouse.gov/Barney. Well, what's it about? Well, nothing more than a symbol of imperial decadence. Barney is the preferred mascot of the U.S. president, and so George W. Bush has decided that as an example for dogs from all over the world, the story and adventures of his dog should appear in cyberspace. But don't think that the page is just a few brief sentences. Not at all. Barney, Bush's favorite overprovided for animal, maintains on the internet a whole series of pages containing his biography. He's a Scotch Terrier born September 30th, 2000 in New Jersey with a current address of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, Washington, D.C., and so on. Hundreds of photos, starring performances in 7 films, and a dossier of questions asked by email and the dog's, quote, wise responses. Take a moment here to see from where Barney's intelligence comes as he responds and to see the quality of the question. A certain young British internaut, which I guess is a word, asked for help solving a difficult mathematical question. How much is 7 times 7? 49, wrote the scholarly Barney. But the crushing majority of the responses of this little animal are written in his special language, which the White House does not fail to transcribe literally for those who visit his internet page, Bark, Arf, Bow, Wow. Could this be the beginning of a new imperial language farther from English? Pay attention to the fact that on this list of Barney's responses you can see, photos included, canine advisors the height of Jimmy Orr, the White House internet director, Ronald Mesnier, the chef of Mr. and Mrs. Bush's kitchen, or Blake Gottsman, the president's personal assistant, and of the dog Barney. It's made perfectly clear, therefore, that the first dog has direct, no questions asked, access to any illustrious visitor who comes to the White House or to the president's Texas ranch. For those who think, and I should explain, there's a picture accompanying the article of a dog, presumably Barney, at the White House press podium. And if you would think badly of Grandma, it advises you that the photo illustrating is no photo montage, but rather an official U.S. government snapshot taken September 8, 2004 by Alex Cooney with a caption that makes you think. Barney prepares the microphones from which the primary tenant of the White House will address the nation to reveal, quote, truth, unquote, about the war in Iraq. So that's the sort of thing you can read in Granma, the Cuban newspaper. There's also a story in, there's also an English edition, which comes out only once a week from this newspaper. And so it summarizes the stories of the previous week. So there's an article in this week that I think will be interesting to our listeners. More than 1,000 harmful computer programs detected on the island. The total of malware programs found on computer networks throughout the island has increased to 1,321, of which 106 appear between January 1st and April 24th of this year, informed Jose Bidot, director of the informatics consultancy and security company Sigurmatica, who told Granma that the majority are of the Trojan horse or Trojan variety, but there have also been worms, viruses, jokes, and exploits. So it's very very interesting media that they have here. I don't know if you guys have any questions on it.
It sounds very interesting. And before we continue with that, I think Walter brought over some pledge cards that he'd like to read.
Yeah, I just came back from the pledge taking room, and a bunch of pledges came in. Actually, we're a little understaffed. If you call and you don't get anyone, please try again. Got a bunch of people to read. We've got Lee from New York. Michael from MD, I guess that's Maryland.
That would be Maryland.
All right. Junce has pledged. Thank you, Junce.
Junce. Salt of the earth.
Junce. We've got Francis from New York.
Thank you.
Nick from New York. John from New Jersey. Paul from New York, thank you for your pledge. Adam from Ohio. I'm going to be in Ohio next weekend.
Dayton, the Dayton Hamvention.
Dayton Hamvention. Thomas, also from New York. And Bernice from New Jersey. Thank you all for your pledges. And, again, if you're having trouble dialing in, try more than once. We're a little understaffed in the room.
And that number again, 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950. 2950, and I'll go over the pledges very quickly again. We have the Off the Hook t-shirt for pledges of $25 and above, the mouse pad for $50 and above, the 2600 sweatshirt for $75 and above, and two tickets to the Hope Conference priced at $125 or above. And every pledge level that you pledge for, you get all the premiums for the previous pledge levels as well. So please please call in now and show your support for the station.
We're getting up there. We're a little above 1,000. We want to get, as is our want, to 2,600. And the number again is 212-209-2950. Walter, you've got another couple
of
things
going
in?
Yeah, actually a couple of new pledges came in. Kennick from Virginia, VA.
VA.
And I think this is the farthest one away so far. Alberto from California.
Wow.
San Francisco.
So thanks again for all those pledges. And, Mike, I guess you're still with us down in Cuba.
Well, actually, Mike is still with you, but this is Emmanuel. I'm back. I was woefully unsuccessful standing, leaning over the balcony with my shortwave radio trying to pick up WBCQ. I got a couple of stations, but that was not one of them. I look mighty suspicious doing this, but it could also be because it's still daytime here, which I imagine it's still daytime where you are, too, right?
Yeah.
Go ahead,
Bernie.
The way shortwave acts is it sort of bounces around off the ionosphere and lands in different places. But try later this evening as the sun starts to set, Emmanuel, and you will undoubtedly be able to pick up that 50,000-watt signal.
And keep in mind that the...
I won't be able to pick us up, though, because we'll be off the air by then.
Well, true.
The radio that you brought down there is sub-ideal for this sort of thing as well. It's a little handheld shortwave receiver, correct?
Yeah, well, I figured bringing my big, Kenwood rig down here might not be the best thing to do.
Right, well, those
Yeah, you're right.
Okay, and I guess we heard from Mike those interesting stories that you can find published in Cuban newspapers. Is there are there any other things you want to cover?
We talked about the media a little bit, the TV stations here, right?
No,
we didn't. Okay. Basically, there are four TV channels, two educational and two non-educational. They're all pretty much, they're not like American TV channels. But the weird thing is, here in this hotel, we were able to get CNN, the domestic CNN, too, not even the international one. There's the Disney Channel coming in for some reason, and also Discovery and a couple of other American channels. A different hotel that we were getting Internet access at has Discovery Channel in Spanish, CNN in Espanol, various things like that. It's kind of interesting. I didn't expect this kind of access even in a touristy type hotel, which I guess this is when you look at it. As far as what average people are able to pick up, well, I can't really say for sure, not having actually checked out what is in somebody's house, but I am able to pick up on the radio certain things. You can get FM stations from Florida without a problem. Certainly AM you can get from all over the United States and South America as well. So there doesn't seem to be any kind of control over what people are able to listen to. Radio Havana here at 6,000 kilohertz, which you can hear in the United States, which I imagine most people don't listen to for one reason or another. And you have to ask yourself, well, why not listen to some alternatives from other places? You might learn something.
It's a good station, I might add, and it's largely in English, and it comes in very strongly in North America. So it's a worthwhile station to listen to for both Central American news, music, just a different perspective. Emmanuel, I wanted to ask you, are you able to pick up Radio Martí, the U.S. government's propaganda station that broadcasts to Cuba?
If you can give me a frequency, I can try and pick it up, but so far I haven't heard anything fitting that description.
I believe it's in the 500 kilohertz, somewhere below 600 kilohertz, but I will email you that information right after the show.
Okay. If anybody else has any information to email us down here, just send an email to oth@2600.com and we'll get it. If there's something down here you want us to check out, a particularly nice place to go, maybe somebody to talk to, or suggestions on ways to figure out more about the things we've talked about already, please, by all means, email us, oth@2600.com, because we're definitely interested in learning as much as there is. We even went to a baseball game last night. Boy, that was something else. They're into their semifinals, because I guess it gets just too damn hot here over the summer to play baseball, so they get it out of the way in the spring. And so we're up to the semifinals, and we were able to get tickets. Actually, it was a long story, which I'll get into at a future date, or maybe on the other radio show, as to how we did this exactly. But it's extremely cheap, something like, I think, less than 30 cents to get into the game if you're 4 cents. It's really low. Of course, we wound up paying significantly more than that, but still, I think it was a good deal. And it's very different. No commercialization, no advertising, and no millionaire players either, just people into the game. And a lot of dogs running around the field, too.
We've had a request for, I don't think you have any information at the moment, but someone wants to know about the Cuban ivory-billed woodpecker.
Well, I don't know. I can tell you that there are a lot of people walking around with birds on their shoulders, and occasionally you're walking down the street and you realize that someone just has a bird in a cage in front of you for no particular reason. As far as wildlife, that's one form of wildlife that seems to be rather imprisoned. There's all sorts of dogs everywhere. Most of the dogs here are very small, but there's tons of them all over the street. And unlike Mexico, they don't act afraid of people. They're not constantly acting like stray dogs, but they're kind of just going about their business, going from place to place. Cats, too. You see a few of them, not nearly as many. But that's pretty much it as far as, and of course, horses. People are driving horses sometimes. I'd like to make it out into the countryside to see some more of the actual wildlife, though. But I don't know. I don't know about, what was it again, the yellow-bellied sapsucker? What was it?
I've rebuilt the woodpecker. And
right.
Speaking of pecking away at things, I just want to say there's about 10 minutes left in the show, and there's only one call on the pledge line, 212-209-2950. So we're still pecking away at that target of $2,600, and please call in. We have plenty of premiums. They're all of good value, more so than most other pledge drives. So give us a call, 212-209-2950.
May I ask, what are we up to already as far as the total amount of pledges?
We're up to 1625.
Okay, that's not bad. We do like to break the 2,000 mark at least, but yes, Jim is right. The 2,600 mark is the goal that pretty much determines how well we did during this first hour of our pledge drive. We're not going to be on next week. I believe we're going to be on in 2 weeks. And it's very important for people to realize this as well, because sometimes we get calls or emails from people that want to know if we have acknowledged them. If you call during a different time period, the station will acknowledge you, and you certainly will make a difference, but it's quite likely that you won't be counted as far as the people that get the premiums we're talking about for this particular radio show. So that's why it's very important that you call during this time period. Don't call it a different time period if you expect to get these premiums, because it's going to lead to all kinds of confusion and delays, and you might not get those premiums. So please call during this particular hour. If you're listening to this in the future and you're kicking yourself for not calling in, we're on again in 2 weeks, and we'll be offering the same things then. But please, let's try and make this total as high as possible so we can say the show from Cuba was a success. We are in Havana, Cuba right now, broadcasting to you live. First time we've ever done anything like this, and we'd like to know that people out there support this kind of radio, this kind of boldly going where nobody has gone before, at least from off the hook. 212-209-2950.
Bernie?
Yeah, I wanted to we had a request to make a brief announcement about an event this coming Saturday. May 13th is the Vintage Computer Festival East 3.0 at the InfoAge Learning Center in Wall, New Jersey. It features exhibits of working computers from the 50s to the 80s, and there'll be speakers such as David All, founder of Creative Computing Magazine. And for more information, go to vintage.org about this interesting event.
212-209-2950. Let's see if we can get a final flurry of calls. 212-209-2950. Let's get five calls on the line. We can do this, right? We have the power from Havana, Cuba to get people to call up the radio station, 212-209-2950. Get a lot of really cool stuff.
Explain
for a
all those premiums
$25.
Again.
Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, explain all those premiums again.
Okay. For a pledge of $25, you'll get the off-the-hook T-shirt, which, by the way, you cannot get any other way except to pledge to the radio station. So if you see somebody walking around, you know that they either killed somebody who had the shirt or they pledged WBAI, or maybe both. For a pledge of $50, you'll get that plus the brand-new 2600 circular mouse pads, which have been proven in under very highly stressful conditions, and they work just fine. For a pledge of $75, you'll get all of that plus a 2600 hooded sweatshirt. Maybe not the kind of thing you want in the summertime, but boy, will that look good when the winter hits. And, you know, some people even wear it during the summer. I don't know. I'm not a heat person myself. I don't quite know how they do it. And, of course, there's the Southern Hemisphere, too, which gets a little chilly this time of year. Finally, for $125, you can get all of that, the T-shirt, the sweatshirt, the mouse pad, and two tickets to this summer's HOPE Conference, the hacker event of the year taking place in New York City, July 21, 22, and 23. All yours for a call, 212-209-2950. We take credit cards. We take MasterCard, Visa, American Express. Do we take Discover?
Blank stares again.
On the pledge cards, we take Amex, Visa, and MasterCard. I didn't see a check mark for Discover, so I'm not sure if we take Discover.
Ask the people taking the calls.
Yeah. That's, all right. That's me. I'm pretty sure we don't have so.
How many calls do we have on the line, folks?
We have four calls on the line.
And well, only one more person we need then.
And we should mention again that there's a hidden deal in this pledge drive, which is the two tickets to the Hope Conference. And you'll pay the same price that a little bit more than the same price you would pay to get these tickets online right now. Is that correct? Okay. Well, I think it's correct.
And I thought you said before you actually pay less.
And in addition to that, you get the sweatshirt, the mouse pad, and the off the hook T-shirt. So it's a really great deal, especially if you're considering attending the conference this summer, which is really great. You get to meet a lot of great people, get to see really really interesting lectures, and it's a very very cool social hacker event.
But the best deal of all in this particular case, Redbird, is that. You're calling up, and you're keeping a 50,000-watt non-commercial radio station on the air in the middle of the FM dial in New York City. You will never, ever have something so valuable to support and to keep going. This station has been on the air since 1960, and it's survived all that time because of listeners like you and because of programs like this that are innovative and bring you information that you just cannot get in other places. So that's why it's particularly important for you to voice your support by calling 212-209-2950. How much time do we have left?
We only have about 5 minutes or so until 8 o'clock, so we're going to have to start rolling out of here.
All right. Well, again, we'll be on again in 2 weeks with another fundraising edition. I imagine we'll be back in New York at that stage. Who knows where other people might be. But we do want to get as many people calling in tonight as possible as well to take advantage of this, so we know that we're coming back to a strong radio station and a lot of people supporting the radio show. 212-209-2950. Again, our email address, oth@2600.com. And if you'd like to send us a letter, that is also possible. You can do this by sending us a letter to Off the Hook, care of WBAI.
120 Wall Street.
10th floor.
New York.
10005. Sorry.
10th floor.
I'd like to test out.
No, he was he was running in from the pledge room.
Yeah, I double checked on the Discover. I double checked on the Discover issue, and yes, we don't take Discover.
However, what we do take, we take volunteers.
I'm very sorry, Walter. I didn't know you were running across the hallway to read.
I tried to get here.
He barely got in.
Jim cut me off.
I'm sorry. I didn't think you were anywhere near a microphone. But the thing you told me earlier, I wanted to
yes, please.
The pledge room needs volunteers, not necessarily during our show, but for other shows. So if you have time at any time, please call the pledge number and ask them, when should I come down to BAI's offices and answer phones?
Yeah, we were having a hard time in there. There was one point where, nearly all the phones were ringing off the hook. And so, yeah. All right.
All right.
Well, we're sorry from down here in Havana to cause you that all that.
That was very exciting. It was great.
And
I'd like to test one thing before we go, and that is the delay time on the phone. I always like to do this when we're away. So what's the best way to do it so the listeners can see how much of a delay there is? For you to count down or for me to count down?
Why don't one of us count down, and then we can all say one at the same time?
Okay, we'll say one at the same time. We'll see how long a delay it is. Go ahead.
3, 2, 1.
One.
All right, there you go.
Well, I didn't hear it. How long a delay was that?
It was about a second and a half
or so. That's what I would say, yeah.
And
really? Okay.
That music means we've got to be on our way out of the studio now. But
Can I just do one last thing before we go? And folks, maybe if you could turn the music down just a little bit, because I want to hang up, all right? And I want to see if there's any kind of weird noises like that might have in-band signaling attached to them.
Go ahead. Goodbye,
right,
man.
I'm
going
to go. We'll see you again in 2 weeks. Thanks, everybody, for calling 212-209-2950. And now the sound of me hanging up from Havana, Cuba.
Wow, there's music.
Tu mano gloriosa y fuerte sobre la historia dispara cuando todo Santa Clara se despierta para verte.
Aquí se queda. Give up.